Okay, good to welcome everybody. Welcome to the Motzai Shabbos Shir for Parshas Vayeshev. This evening, being that tomorrow night is the first night of Hanukkah, so instead of discussing something Menyana de Sidra relating to Parshas Vayeshev, I thought I'd discuss something relating to the upcoming holiday of Hanukkah, specifically one of the brachas that we recite in association with the lighting of the candles. We recite the bracha every night, and that's the second bracha of She'osa Nisim. Full text, I'd like to discuss what the nature of that bracha is, how it relates to the mitzvah of lighting the Ner Hanukkah, or perhaps it doesn't relate to the mitzvah of lighting the Ner Hanukkah, rather to the idea of seeing the Ner Hanukkah, perhaps more associated with what we call Pirsumei Nisa, publicizing the Nes of Hanukkah. That's what I'd like to look into this evening. The Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Chof Gimel Amud Aleph, most of the dinim of Hanukkah, which appear in the Gemara, appear in the second parak of Masechet Shabbos, a couple of pages about Hanukkah and Yonim. So the Mishnah is, the Gemara says, Amar Abchia bar Abba Amar Rav, in source one, Chof Gimel Amud Aleph, Hamadlik Ner Shel Hanukkah Tzarech Levorech. The Gemara says somebody who lights Hanukkah candles has to make a bracha before lighting Hanukkah candles. Of course, that seems very obvious, but let's recall, of course, that the mitzvah of lighting Hanukkah candles is the mitzvah Midor Bonon. The text of a bracha, normally, before performing any mitzvah, we recite the text, Asher Kiddushanu Mitzvah Vitzivanu, to do so-and-so. So it would not be really correct, at least at first glance, to say that with regards to Ner Hanukkah. How do we say, Asher Kiddushanu Mitzvah Vitzivanu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sanctified us with the mitzvahs, and he commanded us to light Hanukkah candles? HaKadosh Baruch Hu never commanded us to light Hanukkah candles and mitzvah Rabbanan. It's not in the Torah, it didn't happen yet. Okay, so later on in this same daf, the Gemara explains, no, but we have a concept that we're supposed to listen to the Rabbanan. So indirectly, the Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to listen to light Hanukkah candles. But anyway, that's why Rav says, Amadik Ner Shel Hanukkah Tzarech Levarach. Then Rav Yirmiya Omer, Haroa Ner Shel Hanukkah Tzarech Levarach. Someone who sees Hanukkah candles lit is required to make a bracha. And the Gemara and Rashi explains, what does Haroa mean there on Chav Gimel Rav, source 2? Haroa, over Bashuk, a guy is walking in the street. He sees the Hanukkah candles burning in somebody's doorway or in one of the courtyards or the window, whatever. He sees it, and he's required to make a bracha. That's what Rashi says, and what understands. And what's also b'shem Rabbi Yitzchak ben Yehuda, Shalom Rishon Rabbeinu Yaakov, some of the rabbos of Shirashi, to lo huskik a bracha zu, elo misha lo hidlik b'beis v'adayin, oli yosher b'sina. Rashi says that some hold that that bracha, the Gemara says, Rav Yirmiya says, you recite a bracha when you see the nearest Hanukkah, that's only for somebody who did not do the mitzvah. In other words, let's say I lit Hanukkah candles, now I walk somewhere, go for a walk, and I see in the neighborhood, bracha Hashem, a lot of people lighting Hanukkah. So then you don't have to make a bracha on the Hanukkah candle, on seeing the Hanukkah candles, because you already made the bracha when you lit the Hanukkah candles yourself. Now you're walking to shul, or you went down for a walk, or you had to drive someplace, and you're driving Baruch Hashem around that neighborhood. Many, many times you see candles burning in people's windows. There's no requirement to say a bracha. This bracha was only for somebody. It says Rashi in the name of his Rebbeim, Lahuzko Brochazu, let me show Hidlik Babes for that. Oli Yosha Basina. Somebody's on a boat or someplace where he can't light and he's passing by a town and he sees it, that person makes a bracha. Then the Gemara goes on back to source one. Amar Bihuda, Yom Rishon Aram of Arkshaim, Amadlik Morak Shalosh. The first night, the person who sees recites two brachas. Okay, and Rashi fills in the which two brachas, Haroa Baruch Shtayim, again back in source two, She'os Osa Nisim V'Shechiyonu. The two brachas, he says, are the bracha She'os Nisim, that's our focal point for tonight, and Shechiyonu, the first night, She'ain Olav Baruch Lahadlik, Dolo Idlik Iyu. Obviously, he doesn't say the bracha Lahadlik Ner Shel Hanukkah if he himself is not lighting. Like in the case before, he's on a boat, he's walking in the street, he's not lighting, so he can't say Lahadlik. But the other two brachas, you say, and the Madlik Morach Sholosh, the person who's lighting the candles, makes all three brachas. And that is the Hadlik Ner Shel Hanukkah, She'os Nisim, and Shechiyonu. Mikan Va'elech, after the first night, the rest of the week, Madlik Mavarach Shtayim, if you're lighting, you say two brachas. And Maroa Mavarach Achas, the person who sees the candles makes only one bracha. Gemara asks, my memaid, which one is eliminated? So obviously, Gemara answers, memaid zman, the bracha of zman, which is the rabbinic nickname for the bracha of Shechiyonu. Shechiyonu v'kimonu v'yonu l'zman hazeh. That bracha is eliminated. Gemara says, why does he also have a nimut neis? We should also not say shasa nisim after all, wasn't only one neis. Gemara says, no, neis kol yom isa. Every day there was another neis, right? But Shechiyonu, once you said it, you said it. Okay. That's how the Rambam paskins. This is all well known. The Rambam and Hilchas Hanukkah Paragimel. The Rambam combines Hilchas Megillah and Hanukkah into one unit. So two chapters in Hilchos Megillah, the laws of Purim, and the other two chapters of Hanukkah. So Perek Gimel of Hilchos Hanukkah, Megillah, and Hanukkah is really the first Perek about Hanukkah, but it's Perek Gimel overall. Perek Gimel, Halacha Dalet, now I'm right, so it's three. Kol Shechai B'Kriyas HaMegillah Chai B'Lachos HaNukkah, Madlik Osa B'Layla HaRishon Rosh Shalosh Brachos V'Elohein, spells it out. Baruch Hashem, Alkenem Alchom Asher, Kedushon V'Son Al-Hadrik Nesh Al-Hanukkah, Baruch Hashem, Alkenem Alchom Shalos Nisim Al-Ostenem Ba'amim Ha'amis Manazeh, and Baruch Hashem, Alkenem Alchom Shechanu Yikam Yikam Al-Amis Manazeh, V'chol Aroa Osa V'lo Berech Mevarech Shtayim. Someone who did not say the Baruch upon lighting, did not light it himself, says too, Shalos Nisim Al-Ostenem Shechanu, V'shar Ha'leilos Hamadlik Baruch Shtayim, V'ro Mevarech Achas, She'ein Baruch and Shechanu, Ela, Balayla Harishona. That's the Rambam Perek Gimel Halacha Dalet. And the same thing appears in Shulchan Aruch. Arachaim Simitov Reish Ayin Vav Hilchos Hanukkah Sif Aleph. Hamadlik Bela Rishon or Shalosh Brachos says what they are. And if you miss, says adds on. If you miss Shechenu by mistake the first night, let's say somebody forgot to recite Shechenu the first night, so you say it the next night or whenever you remember. Okay, whichever night you remember. Then Sif Beis Milel Rishon Reelach Mevarch Shaim Lahadlik and Shalosh Anisa. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Cotton Beis. When it says you should say Shechenu, whenever you remember, it doesn't mean when you remember sometime in the middle of the day. When you're doing the mitzvah, luckily, it's Hanukkah. That's a discussion for another time. Okay. But once you've already said Shechenu, lit the candles for tonight, you don't say Shechenu anymore tonight. That's a different discussion. Okay. And then the Sivkot and Gimel explains that the nace continued every single night. Okay. Now, if you look carefully at what Rashi said, this is what like gets a start of the discussion this evening. And that is the question. Okay. So we saw that if you lit at home already, and then you're going for a walk, or you're going outside, and you see Hanukkah candles burning, then you don't have to recite the bracha of Shesu Nisim, because you already said it at home. You don't have to say it again. The question is, what if a person is not going to, not only he didn't light yet, he's not going to light. Okay, let's say a person is traveling someplace, and his wife and children, they're home, they're going to light, and he is there by Yotze the Mitzvah, because the Mitzvah of Ner Hanukkah is their Yishuv Beis, so the Mitzvah in the household. So somebody's working very late, he has to stay in his office overnight, he's coming home by train or something like that, and he's not going to, or taking a plane someplace, not going to be able to light. But in his home, Hanukkah candles are being lit, so he's Yotze. The question is, should such a person say a bracha of Shalos Hanisim upon seeing candles burning somewhere else? That's the question. Right. In other words, again, everybody agrees that if you already lit at home yourself and you made the bracha of Shalos Hanisim already at home, so then you don't have to make it again upon seeing it. The question here is, what if you're not going to be lighting at all tonight? Not only didn't you do it, you're not going to do it. Okay. We would agree that if you're on your way home, okay, and you see candles burning, you also don't have to say it because you're going to say it in 10 minutes when you get home. Okay. So if you already did it or if you're going to do it, so then you don't say Shalos Hanisim upon seeing candles burning elsewhere. And they say that Reb Chaim and others were makbid before they lit to avoid this problem by not looking. They look down at the street or whatever. They look down at their feet so as not to see any candles burning. But again, we assume that lahalocha, that a person who either lit already at home or is going to light on his, is going home and he's going to be lighting soon, he does not have to say the bracha of Shalos Hanisim upon seeing somebody else's candles burning. The question is, what if you're not going to be lighting that night? But you're going to be Yotze because your wife or whatever, your children, someone is at home lighting for you. So you look in the Rashbo and his Chedusha and that daf and Shabbos, Chof Gimel of Aleph 6, Rashbo writes, Mistabra b'shelo hidlik, v'lo hidliku olav b'soch beso, and nobody lit in his house, nobody was home, they were all traveling, or he lived alone or whatever. Ve'eno osid lahadlik halayna. He's not gonna light tonight at all. Such a person has to make that, he's the roeh, who has to make the bracha of Shalos Hanisim upon seeing someone else's candles burn. Halav hachi, ein sarach levarach. But if not, the meaning, maybe you're not going to be home lighting, but if someone's being motzi you in the mitzvah, neri shubeso, in your household, the candles are being lit, in such a case, you don't have to make this brichas haro. Halavach ein tzach levarach. Delo motzinu yotze min ha-mitzvah, chozer, mevarach halariyah. We never find that if you yotze, you have to make the bracha. Now he says, v'yesh mer avos, there are some rabbonim, zal de pirshu de afal pishim adlikin or besoch beso, tzarech levarach halariyah. The Rashbo acknowledges, that, and we'll see, it said there's some who hold that even though they were lighting on your behalf at home, your yotzeh mitzvah at home, still you have to say Shalos Hanisim. If you weren't there, you're not going to be there, even though your yotzeh mitzvah, because they were lighting for you back home. But he writes, v'ein lehem amash yismochul. Rashbo thinks it's wrong, and that's a mistake. The Ran, likewise, in his commentary on the Rif, in Masechah Shabbos, of Yudam and Aleph, from the page of the Rif 7, Omer Chibarashi, haro'en er chanukah tzarech levarach, ha'over b'shuk, Like the Rashba, he didn't light yet. He's not, they didn't, no one was motzi him in his house. There was no one in the house, or he lives alone, or whatever. And he's not going to be lighting later. That's who has to make the bracha upon seeing someone else's candles burning. Just like the language of the Rashba. Okay, now this sugya appears as well in Sukkah on Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph. Okay. Same statement. And there, Rashi says, Haroa Ner Chanukah. Rashi says, Koi al Shalo Hidlik Beveso. Rashi says, it's going on someone who didn't yet light. And Va'ova Bershus Harab, he's walking in the street somewhere. Va'roa also Bepische Yisrael. He sees it in Jewish homes, candles burning. Shemitzah Nech Bepesa, because the mitzvah to light it in a place where people see. So Tzarek Levarach HaRishon, he has to make the bracha. Rashi's not clear. Not sure. He just says, Lo Hidlik Beveso. He doesn't say whether he means, But if he's going to do, but if someone else is motzim at home, it's unclear from Rashi. But if you look in Tosas, you find an interesting thing. Tosas there in Sukkah, Mem Vav and Aleph, ask the question: where does this bracha come from? What kind of bracha is it? What do you mean haroah and their shachanek at tzarach levarah? Ask Tosas. Bishar mitzvahs kigon alula v'sukkah. It's in Masechah Sukkah. That's what brings it up. Lo takinu levarach leroah. Do we ever find that somebody say that if you see somebody's sukkah while you're walking by, you have to make a bracha? No such thing. You know, or you see somebody else holding a lulav, you have to make a bracha. There's no such thing. So how come suddenly by Ner Chanukah you see somebody else's candles burning? Again, you don't see, if you see someone else's sukkah, you don't make a bracha. So Tosus wonders, why do we have such a bracha? So he says, we don't find it elegabe Ner Chanukah. And he has three approaches. We'll look at the first two. One is Mishum Chavivus Hanes. This has to do with our love, our thanks for the nes, the miracle, and so on and so forth. So in Chanukah we have this special obligation. Two, v'gam mishum sheish kama b'nei adam she'ein lahem batim v'ein b'yadam l'kama mitzvah. Some people are homeless, they live in a tent or whatever, they don't live in a place, they can't light candles, whatever the reason. They live in there, homeless people. So not able to light Chanukah candles. So instead, we have a bracha for them that they can make upon seeing it. Then Tosas v'tam rishon nicha. I prefer the first answer, delo tikshalei mezuzah, because otherwise you should raise, have the same requirement to make a bracha when you see a mezuzah on behalf of those people who can't put up mezuzah because they don't have a home, or they don't have a home that requires a mezuzah. We don't find that either. So he prefers the first answer. The question of chavivus hanes. Now, if you think about it for a moment, then he gives another type of odia shvars to ain shachlas akim l'roa bracha shein ha'osim avar. It's a little bit of a different point, which I don't want to go into right now. But what, if you mean medayik and Tosas, you think about it for a moment, it would seem that Tosas really agrees with the Rashba and the Ran. Because if we think about it for a moment, what are the Rashba and the Ran basically saying? We analyze it. When they say that this brichas haroa is not incumbent upon somebody who is having the mitzvah done for him by somebody else, regardless of whether he's going to see, he may not see any candles. He's not going to see any candles in his home tonight. He didn't light before. He's not going to be able to light again. Like I said, he's traveling someplace, whatever case you want to make up. But they're at home, they're lighting for him. That, says the Rashba and the Ran, is good enough. So it appears that according to the position of the Rashba and the Ran, this is how, you know, in some of the Achronim, the Sefer, there's a Sefer, Kuntres, Chanukah, and Megillah, where Rav Tertzin, other Achronim say, apparently the Rashba and the Ran hold that this bracha of She'osa Nisim is a bracha that's really part of the Maisa HaMitzvah Lukas Neres Chanukah. It's built in almost. We can't call it a Berachas HaMitzvah. It's not a Berachas HaMitzvah. There already is a bracha, Berachas HaMitzvah of Asher Kedishon HaMitzvah Zon L'Hadlik Neshul Chanukah. There already is a Berachas HaMitzvah. But it's attached. It's built in. It's part of the requirement of the mitzvah. It's on the mitzvah Hadlokas Ner Chanukah. Okay? And therefore, if somebody is lighting for me at home, and I'm Yotzei the mitzvah, I'm Yotzei the bracha of She'osa Nisim also, because the people who lit at home said that bracha too. And I was Yotzei with that candle lighting, so I was Yotzei that bracha as well. And therefore, the Rashba and the Ran hold that who has to make the bracha of She'osa Nisim? Somebody who's not lighting at home tonight, he didn't light yet, he's not going to do it later, and there's nobody lighting for him at home. In other words, he's not going to be Yotzei tonight. Not his fault, we're not punishing him, but he's not able to do the mitzvah adlokas ner Chanukah. So memela, still the bracha of She'osa Nisim, the chazal or misakin, that he has some shaykhus the mitzvah. Like Tosa said, there's some people who can't do it, they're misakin, she'osa, because of chavivus hanes, or presumenis or something, but fundamentally, the bracha of She'osa Nisim, according to the Rashba and the Ran, applies only to people who are not, it's part and parcel of the mitzvah of adlokas ner Chanukah. And it doesn't apply to somebody who is Yotzei that mitzvah. You know, he's not there, but if somebody's Yotzei the mitzvah because his household members, his wife, whoever, is lighting for him, that's good enough, and that patters him as well from the bracha of She'osa Nisim. That's what it looks like. So if you're medayik in a tosis, look in the words again, a tosis, source on my line. If you're medayik in a tosis, it would appear that's how tosis holds also. Because if you hold that the bracha of Shosa Nisim is not really part of Hadlakas Neiros, the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiros, it's a separate kind of thing. We'll see other shittas hold that way. It's like for Pursuma Nisim, it's not really part of Hadlakas Neiros. It's just that we do it when we light the candles, but really it stands on its own. So then the whole question of Tosis doesn't get off the ground. What's Tosis comparing it to Lulav and Sukkah for, right? And in other words, Tosis raised the kasha, why is it different than, let's say, Lulav and Sukkah? We don't have such a bracha. Right, the language of Tosis, lo takin levarach l'roeh gabin erchanak, etc. So, if the birchas haroeh is somehow not really, you know, in other words, it stands on its own as a separate entity. So, according to the Tosis, what's he asking of a sukkah lo? The answer should be obvious. Yeah, Chanukah is different. Elamai, these Rishonim is in agreement with those Rishonim that really it's part of the Maisa Mitzvah. It's an aspect of the Mitzvah, and of course it relates to Pursuma Nisim, but basically it's part of the performance of the Mitzvah. Okay? Mashalom Adam Adoma, a little bit like on Purim. We also say Shosa Nisim. We say it before reading the Megillah, right? It's built into the Brachas. You know, that we say before the Megillah, both the night and the morning, right? It's not on its own. It's part of the brachas. It's the Seder HaBrachas. And therefore, you say the same thing by Chanukah. So some are Medayik, we'll see later, Mogan Avram, and others are Medayik from this Tosa. The Tosa agrees with those we've shown him. You look in source 10, the Bala Iter, in the Hilchos Chanukah, of Kuf Yud Zion, column 3, in source number 10, my Mevarach, he tells you what the texts of the brachas are, and he also says, this requirement, this unique bracha, brichas haroeh, shos anisim, is only required by somebody who's in a boat or someplace where they're not lighting for him at home. So he also agrees with the Rashbam. The Rana looks that way from the Smag also, and the mitzvahs darbonon, esen, esed darbonon, hey, it's Chanukah. Haroeh chai v'varach, and said, v'roeh zeh, kigon yeshiv v'sina, she'ein lo bias lishtateh, he has no place to join. Like some, you know, for some people stay by someone, they can light over there. He has no opportunity to do that. Vigam eino nosu, he's not married, meaning he doesn't have a wife lighting for him at home and so on. So he also agrees. So you have quite a number of Rishonim who are of the opinion, it seems, that the bracha of Shosa Nisim fundamentally is a bracha. Someone asks if you can designate someone else to remote him in their home. Well, no, he's not going to be there, I would think. Okay. It's your home. If you own it, you're there, you live there. If it's someone else's home, I think you'd have to be there. But anyway, the answer to that question. But be that as it may, you have, again, the Rashbon, the Ran are clear. We're Medayik and Tos like that, the Smag, the Balitra, they all seem to say the word. I go, Smaimon is on that Rambam, Paragimel, Lachad Dalad, right before, so we read it before in source 3. The I go, Smaimon in source 12, and the Os Aleph, Nichols Megillah, Chanukah, Paragimel, says, quote says, Machlokes, really. Okay. There's some people who say, and others say they're not married, meaning no one else. And others say that, he quotes as a machlokas. So does Rabbi Yerucham. Told us on Rechava Nesiv, Tes Chelek Aleph, 13, the Rabbi Yerucham writes, Yesh Ma'agdolim Shekosu Shemidlikol Abbeveso Ein Tzarech Levar Kishore Ner Chaberu, Yesh Ma'agdolim Shekosu Shemidlikol Abbeveso Ein Tzarech Levar Kishore. Okay? So, of course, when we call Mokum in Hidlik Huba Atzmo Veso, then ain't Tzarech Levar Kishore. But as far as if somebody's lighting up your home, so Rabbi Yerucham points out correctly, it's a dispute. Who's on the other side? We saw the group of Rishon, we just saw all say that no, if somebody's being motzei you in this mitzvah, then you don't, at home, then you don't say the Birchas Haroeh. Others seem to disagree. The Shiltas, for example, in Parshas Vayishlach, Shilta Chav Vav, 14, he writes, V'chad mota yome disrachash lo nisal Yisrael, when a day arrives on which a miracle happened to the Jews, kagon Chanukah Purim, mechayev levruche baruch asher osa nisal v'senav ez manazeh, B'chanukah Shraga, when you light the candles, but Purim, Amikra Megillah. I think you can read into the Shiltas that he's saying that really it's a bracha upon the arrival of a day when a great miracle happened. It's not really part of the Maisa HaMitzvah. At the end, he says when we do it. B'chanukah, you make the bracha when you light the candles, and Purim, you make the bracha when you do the Megillah. But fundamentally, Shosa Nisim, that's his language. Kadmota Yoma, this Rachash Nisal Yisrael, when the day arrives, meaning it's also bracha on the day. I don't want to say Kedushas Hayom, because Chanukah and Purim don't have Kedushas Hayom in that sense, but that's what the Shilta seems to be saying, right? It's a din and the arrival of the day, which means that it's something special. It's unique. This bracha is unique to Chanukah and Purim, which it is. The only time we say Shalosh Anisim is Chanukah and Purim. Although I mentioned, in the Shir and Shul this afternoon on Pesach, where we don't say Shalosh Anisim, we do have a similar expression in the bracha at the end of Magid, when we say, Asher Golano V'Golas Avoseinu, on the second coast, we say Shalosh Anisim Halalo. But okay, it's a different discussion. But the bracha of Shalosh Anisim, as formulated on Chanukah and on Purim, is unique to Chanukah and Purim. Anyway, the point being that the Shilta seems to say it's part of the day. It's not really part of the Maisa Mitzvah of Adlakas Neiros. The Rav Yoh, Chela Gimel, Simon Tof Tof Mem Gimel, 15, Amar Rav, he quotes the Gemara and tells what the bracha is. And he says, Yesh Mefarshim, Dafke Shehochim Besfina Veroa, Oover Beshuk Veroa, Velo Hidlik Adayim Beveso, Inami Denosiv Umadliko Alei Beveso. He seems to say, even if somebody is lighting in the house, you would still have to make that bracha. And that also seems to be the position of the Ramban as part of another interesting discussion. Chiddush Ramban and Psochim Zion and Aleph. The discussion there in the Ramban in Source 16, very interesting topic. Okay, we're talking about Birchas HaMitzvah. You know, you all know that when we say Birchas HaMitzvah, there are two formulations of a Birchas HaMitzvah. Some Birchas HaMitzvahs are formulated in the infinitive form, Le, right? Like Le Hadlik Nesha Chanukah, but Le Haniach Tfilin, Le Shev Basukah, okay? Many other examples like that. Lishmoa kol shofar, right? It's the infinitive li. And other brachas are formulated in the al form, okay? Al achilas matzah, al netilas lulav, okay? And, al netilas adayim, whatever, many, many such examples. So the Rishonim struggle with the question of why certain brachas are formulated in the li form and others in the al form. And there are a number of different suggestions, all of which require some kvetching to work out the principle. It's not really, an ironclad rule is going to cover everything. It's going to be very, very difficult. Okay? So there are different attempts, and it works for the most part. And, interest is a big sugya. So the Ramban there in Psochim Zamanav, that's what he's talking about. And he says, Ani Omer, 16, Shakol mitzvah sha'adam yotze balachatchila ayre acher. Any mitzvah which you can do through the agency of somebody else, kagon beer, that's the topic there, is beer chometz. Okay, then we say al beer chometz, right? So that's the topic there, psachim dav zayin. Then kavua ba'al, then the text is al. And shchita and mila, okay? It's the father's mitzvah to do bris mila, but he appoints them all. So he says al mila, right? That's the text of the bracha. And shchita sapesuk gives many other examples, all right? However, of course, just trumas and maisus, all these things which can be done, and you're 100% yotze through the agency of somebody else, all right? However, again, you can read the rest of Ramban, I can read all the thing. However, top of the next page, Abol mitzvah, she'ef shalat slusa de shliach. Okay? Kigon tefillin, vitzitzis, yeshiva sukkah, right? Those things you have to use a lamed, the live form. Okay? You have to make the bracha over las yosin. Okay, that's Ramban's rule. Now, all you're thinking of exceptions. There are exceptions. So Ramban himself asks, v'im toma harei adlokas ner chanukah. Right? Ner hadlokas ner chanukah do through somebody else. You don't have to light it. Ef shalat slusa de shliach. And yet we say lahadlik. Isn't that against my rule? That's Ramban's kasha lahadlik nesho chanukah. So yesh lonu lomar shiny hasma shadloka mitzvah atzma he sha'asa mitzvah the ivitmar perik mamadlik in the tzorch lashtut for pritev any yotze ela b'shal atzmo. If you want to be yotze with someone else, you have to at least have some shaychus to the person lighting. Either it's your house, or if you're visiting somebody's house, you contribute some coins to his purchase of the oil. That's the first heritage. Then he says, oh, look at this. Kevon Shaharoa Nami Mivarech Umitzvah Liros Mishum Persume Nisa Kavua Belamin. There is, says the Ramban, an aspect of Hadlokas Ner Chanukah which requires you to do it yourself. Okay, which you cannot do through the agency of somebody else, namely seeing. There's still a bracha, there's still a mitzvah, so to speak, to be able to see the candles. In other words, according to Ramban, that you have to do yourself. That you can't be yotzi through somebody else. So it sounds like the Ramban is not like the Ran and the Rashbam. The Ramban is saying, no, this is something you got to do by yourself. You're not yotzi. So if you're not home, okay, if you're not home for even though they're lighting, and you're maybe yotzi in the midst of Hadlokas Neiros on Chanukah, but there's still part of the mitzvah you have to do, Shalos Anisim. So the Ramban, I'm saying, seems to be against the Ran and the Rashbo and those Rishonim, because according to them, as long as someone's doing it at home, whether you're there or not, you're Yotze. Now, why the bracha of Shoshanis and then will force the text of the other bracha to be the Lamed? Okay, so you have to, as I said, you have to stretch and work out these shitas. And that's not our topic tonight, but I hope you see what I'm saying, what it looks like from the Ramban. Okay, and that is that according to the Ramban, the requirement, so to speak, to make a bracha when you see the candles burning, so that indicates and you got to do that yourself. That indicates that you're not yotze through somebody else doing it at home. That there's still the requirement of the shas and isim and comment upon it. Again, how it works in the lin and the al, so you can argue. But I'm just pointing out what the Ramban says. Now it's striking because
I'm sorry. So your point is because he doesn't qualify it, whether you're lighting at home or not, is that the...
No, my point is that the Ramban is saying that there's an aspect of the mitzvah that you must do by yourself. If you're not home and seeing candles burning, you'll have to say, even though they lit for you at home, okay? But if you're not home and you're not seeing, and you see someone else's candles, you have to yourself say Shalosh Anisim by yourself. And that implies that he says, even though they lit for you at home. That's what I'm saying. That's what he says. That, you know, that's what I think. You can read it to Ramban. Okay?
Thank you.
It's striking because the Ran, in his Kedushim to Pesachim, the Kedush HaRan, not only but the Kedush HaRan, Pesachim, Zayin, and Beis, quotes the same Kashi, the same basic rule as Ramban, and he says, well, but what about Lukas Ner Chanukah? So he only gives the first Teretz. Only gave the first Teretz, that you have to mishtate for somebody else if you're, he doesn't give the second Teretz, only gives the first Teretz. Memela, according to, why does the Ran give the second Teretz? Because he doesn't agree with that. Because we saw before, the Rashbo and the Ran, they hold that if someone's lighting for you at home, you're Yotze. You don't have to. So there's no part of the mitzvah you have to do by yourself. That's why I didn't give that terrorist. Okay. Anyway, the Mordechai quotes some Rashi. The Mordechai in Bar Madlik, in the second part of Shabbos, Remez Reish, Samad Zayin. He quotes some Rashi, a little different than we said Rashi. Okay. Says that even if Lekaman Masik, Kol Madlik, Allah, we go base with Kol Mokum Tzorch Liros. Okay. He also seemed to say you still have to see it to make a bracha. All right. So again, he seems to be with those, the second group of Rishon. The Orchis Chaim also. Hilchas Chanukah, it's Chelik Aleph, and Hilchas Chanukah owes test. The Haroah Shalo Hidlik Bebeso. O Sheino Osid Ladli. Kimo Sheino Bias. O Sheino Beiro. He says it explicitly. But Af Alpi Shemadlikin Olav, even though people at home are lighting in his behalf, and he's Yotze, still Mevorach Stein the first night. Shalsanis and Shechianu. Okay, as long as he didn't hear someone else make the bracha and so on. But if you lit already, or you're on your way home, you got to light soon, okay, then, of course, you don't have to. An interesting shita in the Meiri, in Shabbos, on Atzugin Shabbos, Chav Gimel and Aleph, the Meiri writes in 20, interesting shita. He writes, Misha ain lo lahadlik, ve'ain amamak v'she efshar liros. Okay, he says, what if, it's just just an added point. The Meiri says, what if you have no one lighting at home, you have no one at home lighting for you? And you're not going to even see any candles. You're not going to see any. You're in a place, I don't know where you are, in the middle of nowhere, out in the woods somewhere. You're not going to see anybody. Yesh Omrim, he says, Shemavarach la'atzmo shosan nisim anyway. So he seems to imply that the bracha of shosan nisim should be recited even if you don't see anybody else's candles. Just an interesting shita, right? And the same thing with Shachiyano the first night. Neshachim chala lailas. Now, Dvarim Nirim. Okay, v'chein ra'isi mishakosos mishlo hilik adayin v'olo b'zok yomei chanukah ravi shon shu b'alak v'orach v'am fine. The second, but isn't that interesting? He said that first year shomer. Again, you're not, forget about, I mean, he certainly would seem to agree with those who say, you know, you have to make the broch if you saw. He seems to say, even if you didn't see anybody, any candle, you still say shosan nisim. Now.
That's like she'echiyonu for all the other yomim tov.
Yes, exactly. I was just pointing out, other yomim tov, you can say she'echiyonu of filo b'shuk, even out in the street. So that's what the Meiri says here by Chanukah. Not everyone agrees with that. Okay. And certainly not everyone agrees with it by Shoshan Nisim, but that's what he says. Now, the thing is, in his commentary, Shabbos Chav Gimel and Aleph in 20. In 21, his commentary on that Gemara Pesachim, Zion and Beis, through Masv Chachma Hadoros, here he disagrees with that Ramban. Okay. Because we're there, Ner Chanukah, Shafi, Nasr, the Shia, Chabo, Me'elad, Alam, Shem, Dochim, Shemacha, Shutzar. Okay. He first finds the first answer problematical because at least you have to have owned the Shemen. He said, it's a weak thing. Okay. He said, that's a weak answer. And then, more important, he says, "Behem Chazru," the third line, and he's talking about that Ramban. Because mitzad sheharoa mevarach ve'ena ayde shliach, you have to make a bracha that can't be done through shliach. He said that teretz, which the Ramban said back in 16, zu chalusha min hashana, it's even a weaker teretz. Shahari'iyah ain't a mitzvah mutalas alav. There's no mitzvah. Is there a mitzvah to go see the candles? Afla chashitis damin. And if you happen to see, ain't brichas brichas mitzvah, ela brichas hashavach. Right? His whole discussion about Birchas HaMitzvahs, like I mentioned before, the Ramban sheet is problematic. It's Ramban. The Meiri points out the weakness of it. Okay, so the different sheet of Meiri, but it's interesting because the two Meiris are kind of associated, because in the Shabbos, he says you have to go ahead and say Shasanism even if you don't see any candles. And his commentary on Pesachim, he says, even if you do see candles, that doesn't require to say Shasanism. It's just interesting. Okay. In terms of the Rambam, it's this position not clear. Per Gimel Achadala, we saw it before. Okay, if I look back in source three, I don't think the Rambam is clear one way or the other, but the Magid Mishnah learns, he quotes the Gemara, and he seems to learn that the Rambam agrees with the first group we've shown him. He says, third line of 22. The Yeshmer Avos, some of my Rebbeim say, the Perishu Afal Pishma Likan Ova Soch Abayit Sarkh Lavarach Alariyah. That's the quote from the Rashba. He says he thinks the Rambam is with the second group of Rishonim. Okay? Not like the Rashba. He thinks the Rambam, Daito Zal, the beginning, Shafal Pisha Yotzim, and it's okay. Like he seems to say the way he learns the Rambam. Because the Rambam wasn't Michalik. He seems to be learning the Rambam. You always have to make the Birchas Haro, whether you're people are Yotze with you at home or not. It's okay, not clear to me, but the Magid Mishnah says the Rambam is siding with the second group of Rishonim, that you make the Bracha even if someone is lighting for you at home. Again, what's the crux of the Machlokas? Is the Bracha of Shosanisim part of the Mitzvah Adlakas Neros? Okay, or is it something separate, especially like someone said before, special to Hanukkah and so on? The tour. Hilchos Chanukah Sim Tov Reish Ayin Vav 23 Amadlik Belel Rishon Mevorach Lahadlik Neshal Chanukah Veshos Nisim Vimlo Berch Zman. Okay, Kosov Don Eva Rosh. In the Tshuva, you say it the next time. We remember we spoke about this before. All right, and he says and a Roe Ein Mevorach Elo Shosim Vav Vedavka Sheino Osid Lahadlik VeEin Madlikin Olav. That's a tour of Paskins, like the first group we showed him. You only say the Roe Birchas Harah. You're not going to make the Birchas up, and no one's going to do it for you, like someone traveling and so on. So that's a tour of Paskins. The Bach, though, in 24, the Bach disagrees. The Bach, they're in Siman Tov Reish Ayin Vav. Davka Sheino Osir Bahadlik. Okay. Yeah. Pira Sheino Osir Bahadlik Boso Lila. Okay. It doesn't matter the next night and so on. That's a different discussion. Okay. But in Oz Gimel, he writes, Kosav Asmag. Right, we saw it before. He's not married, and so on and so forth. But the Bach himself disagrees, and the Bach sort of sides with the second group of Rishonim. Look, this Oz Gimel, there in the Bach. All right. First of all, you can look at the end of Oz Beis. Avol be'eno osed lahadik beis v'osalala tzarch levarach harei afal pisha daitel levarach beis v'losheni. And that's the second night. But you're going to night tomorrow night doesn't impact tonight. But then he writes in the second part of Gimel, second line, v'tema the mashamadlikin alav beveso. What's being done in his home, so that means from his money, from his property, in his home, candles are burning, what is the bracha of Shosanisim? Thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and also Shechianu. That's Chiyav al Gufo. That's his own individual obligation. What's that got to do, says the Bach, with the fact they're lighting candles? That's a mitzvah, yes. There's a mitzvah of lighting Chanukah candles. Neri Shubeza. Good. He was Yotzei that mitzvah, says the Bach. But that's got nothing to do with the Chiyav of Hodah that he has. That's on himself. Unless you're there. Most of us are there. So we answer Amen. And then we're Yotzei. But he wasn't there? So then, says the Bach, you weren't. You know, that's the second group. We're showing that Bach is disagreeing with the Torah on this. You see, and his logic is makes sense. He says, "What's it got to do? Okay, the fact that they lit Hanukkah candles in his home—that's very nice. That was motzi him in the mitzvah of Nerishu based on his household to light Hanukkah candles. But that's got nothing to do with his personal chiyuv hodah, which is expressed through the bracha of Shosanisim. So Avadi should say Shosanisim if he sees some other candles burning." Maybe even like the mirror, even if you don't. And that was the mirror's chiddush. How do we paskin shulchan aruch sim tefreish ayin vav siv gimel 25? Misha hit misha lo hidlik ve'ena osa lahadik bos halayla ve'gam ein madlikin olav besoch beso. Then kishero and erchanik avaruch shosanisim, etc., etc. The other brachas he lists off. So he also paskins like the Ran, the Rashba, the first group where he shown him, namely ve'gam ein madlikin olav besoch, not like the Bach. Gam ein madlikin olav besoch beso. The Bach of Avram. in Sivkot Nalef, and likewise the Primogodim in the Eish Avrom. There, Sivkot Nalef, both 26 and 27, both say that they bring Tosas as an additional right. First of all, Avrom notes that the Marshal Pasak, right, the Afal Pishet Likol of Tzorach Lebarach, even if they did like for him. Once again, he's like the other group of Rishonim. The Marshal, did not hesitate to disagree with the Mechaber. He disagreed. He said, look, we follow the other Rishonim. And that even if they did make the mitzvah for him and lit for him in his house, still he has to say it. And then he throws in, the Magen Avraham does, and the Prugonim also. Okay. The Magen Avraham just says, he says, Savik Bar Zacham, so not the Magen Avraham, but the Prima Godim on that Magen Avraham, the Eishal Avraham, and the Machzah Shekel, it's in Kotnala, 27 28, as I meant. Both throw in that the Tosas and Sukkah agree with the first group of Rishonim. So it's not just the Ran and Rashba, it's also Tosas. Okay, how does Tosas? Again, the Primogodim spells it out. All right, he asks, right, the Tosas asks the Kasha. We saw it before. Where was that? This was 9, if you want to look back. I spelled it out then, but I'm just showing you that it wasn't me. The Achronim say. Okay, the Primogodim says, what was Tosas Kasha? My Kusha. Yarmina, the Afagav, Shishom, Alekhas, Obeso, Yotze, Chavos, Mitzah. And I feel a hochi niskan a bracha lahoda salaria. If it's true that even though your wife lit for you at home, they lit for you at home, you still have to make another bracha because that didn't count for you, then obviously there's no kasha from sukkah because the bracha of sukkah is only on the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah. So what's it got to do? Why would mine have nothing to do in their chanukah? Shmami no, but their chanukah nami a bracha leroa because shalom kiyam a mitzvah. Okay, so the Tosus also is only learned that the bracha of shalosanis was only for someone who wasn't Mekai in the mitzvah. And then Tosus has a good kasha. Why is it different? They give whatever the answer they gave. Machzah Shekel also. Okay, he says Tosus could have answered, well, Lulav and Sukkah are different because there's no mitzvah to look at them, right? And there's no mitzvah to the whole kasha doesn't get off the ground. Elamai. Okay, apparently he holds that the Tosus also holds that the bracha of Shalos HaNisim is connected to the Maisa mitzvah. Then you can ask from other mitzvahs. That's how, again, the Machzah Shekel, when we do it, says the same thing. The Levush HaYisrael on the page in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tov Reish Ayin Rav Siv Gimel and the Magen Avraham learns that the Raya from Tosus is something different. Okay, because all the Magen Avraham says that this Kashma Kachma Fush Betosus doesn't say why. So we spelled it out, and what we said was what Grigonim and the Machzah Shekel said. The Levush HaYisrael is a different thing. He says that he said because one of the answers to Tosus is that some people who don't have homes and they can't perform the mitzvah. So if it's true that you can still ask, why they make a bracha even if you fulfill the mitzvah? If that's the only reason it's for people who can't do the mitzvah, so then why they make the bracha applicable even to someone who fulfilled the mitzvah? But since they didn't ask that, apparently if someone fulfilled the mitzvah, you don't have to make the bracha. That's his diuk. Okay. Anyway, that's what the toast is toasting, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch and others say as well. Rabbi Kiva Eger appears not to hold this way. Rabbi Kiva Eger, one of his tshuvas, Madura Tinyana Simon Yud Gimel. It's a little clear, but the Kibbe Eger is dealing with a different question. Okay, the Kibbe Eger wonders Aldvar Sheloso B'misha Hidlik Ner Chanukah B'Leil Ches. It doesn't have to be Leil Ches. I guess that was just the Maaseh Shehoya. Okay, the Kibbe Eger says that there was a situation where a person lit Chanukah candles one night and he forgot to make the bracha before lighting. It could happen. Okay, you have a whole bunch of people over in the tumbling, and everyone set up, and it says, well, lo and behold, you started to light Hanukkah, you forgot to say the bracha. Okay, now everything's lit, so what do you do now? Okay, that's the question. Can you make the bracha afterwards? So he writes, nearly, the birchas al anisim, that's anisim, the shechiyanu, imira came al echad after miyad shidlik haner gomer, and says, look, let me call makom aruchu some. He says, you can. Okay, even though by Birchas HaMitzvah, we assume, was over Lasi Asan. You have to make the bracha before you perform the mitzvah. But the bracha of Shosheim Shoshan, he implies you can make afterwards. Okay? You're no worse than the Roa, he says, who makes those brachas. So why should you any worse? You did the mitzvah of lighting Chanukah candles, true, but you're no worse off than the Roa. And then he writes, Ve'af L'shitas HaCholkim, in the second line of the second paragraph of 30. The Kibbeger writes, Ve'af L'shitas HaCholkim Alabach, Usvirle B'madlekas Ishtal Aveso, Eino B'Baruch HaLariya. That's because you were Yotze the Hadlaka, because her bracha counted for you. You can't Hadlaka b'chaso, so then you count for you. But here, you didn't say the bracha. So, again, but it does look from Akiva Eger that he seems to say, I mean, it's not 100% clear to me, but, you know, they necessarily have to insist that he doesn't believe in all this, but everything we said in terms of the Rashbo and the Iran, but he seems to say, again, you can go either way, but he seems to say that the bracha of of Shos Hanisim, you know, is not really part of the Brichas HaMitzvah. Okay, not really part of the Brichas HaMitzvah. That's what it looks like from this Rikiv Eger, at least to me. Okay, the only problem with all of this is okay. So again, so bottom line is we have different shitas in the poskim on this. But the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Ran and the Rashbon, what we assume is the Balei Tosfos. Again, the Rikiv Eger. In other words, what Rikiv Eger is saying is that even according to the Rashbon and the Ran, it's not really part. Now, I think we could be the Dyke from Rikiv Eger. We wanted to say that what's the sheet of the Rashbon and the Ran and the Tosis? That the Bracha of Shos HaNisim is very much tied up with the Brichas HaMitzvah. So according to Rikiv Eger, it doesn't seem to be the case, because then Taka, you wouldn't be able to do it afterwards if it followed those rules. But keep that in the back of your head. It's not clear, you know, to me, but I think that that's how some understand Rikiv Eger. You know, he's perhaps a riot. Okay, we'll get that shortly. Okay, now, the only problem with this is that there is a steer in the Mechaber. I'm trying to bring out from Rikiv Eger. You know, as he seems to be saying, it's not really part, even because he said, Ve'af, L'shitas HaCholkim, right? That's the Iran and Ashpo, who say that if you live at home, then you're Yotze. He said, even there you do it after, because not really part of the Brichas HaMitzvah. Okay, but you look in Siman Tov Reish Ayin Zion 31, before I read from the Shulchan Aruch, I read from the Shulchan Aruch before, is in Tov Reish Ayin Vov, in Sif Gimel 25. Look here in 31. Yesh Omrim Sha'afal Pish Madlik and Alok Besoch Beso Imu B'Makom She'ein Bo Yisrael Madlik B'Brochas. Interesting shita. If you're somewhere else where there are no people around you, say with the brochas. Ramo, why? Ki Chayav Liros Haneiros. You have to see the candles. V'chein Nogin. Okay. And V'afil Imu Eitzel Yehudin V'ro Haneiros Imrot Salahachma Atzvan Halak Me'atzvan Madlik B'Brochas V'chein Nogin. So the Mishabur points out in Sivkot in Yudalit 32, Zes Soser, what we read above. Zes Soser, Lassim Tophresh, I involve Siv Gimel, the Sober Shom, the Chashamadlik Beso, ain't Zorch Lavachalaria. Within the Kalam in a Mordechai, the Shom, Sosam Chaber, Kishari post, and Shachokalov, right? We saw the Mordechai was with the second group of Rishonim. So it's a little bit of a steer, because here he seems to say that, you know, if you're in a place, or at least under some circumstances, even though they're madlik olav, so you can light yourself. What do you mean? You yotza? How can you be yotza in two different places? So the Mishabur points out it's a shtickle stira, okay? And therefore he says, "V'lochein ladina ain lino kain madlik b'brocha." You want to light without a brocha, gesunta heit, but you can't light with a brocha. He says, "Can't do it." Okay, v'chein ogin. You know, he says, "V'lochein ladina ain login kain ogin madlik brocha." Elim kain sheomer sheini rotze lotze. If he has in mind, I don't want to be yotze with the brocha. You know, you have a condition you have in mind. I don't want to be yotze. Kavona shalom, Lot says is my wife at home. That's something else. But otherwise, you shouldn't do it. Mishmur says just stickle steer. And the Shaar Tzion in 33 quotes in the Marmor Mordechai, really is a dochik, in my opinion. He says it's a dochik, the keteretz, that even the Rishonim who say that if they lit in the house and you didn't see it, you're already yotzi, you can't see the brochas aria. There's a difference. Still, he has some kind of chiyuv to see the Hanukkah candles. Okay. And if you're not going to see it, you can light. That's the difference. And it's tough Reish Ayin Zion. You're not going to see it. There's some chiyuv to go out of your way to see it. We don't usually say that. We don't usually assume that generally. Okay. But anyway, that's what the Shaar Tzion notes. And the Prima Godim in the Mishpat Zov and tough Reish Ayin Vov in those bays, he says, he also seems to say that Shos HaNisim, look at Dalet. Ayin Moshe Kassaf, the Oz Beis, Im Hidlik, Begorma Adlok, Velobrich, Mevorach Achar, again, also Prima Godim discussing if someone forgot, okay, can you make the broch after? It depends whether someone else was motzi him or not. It may depend on the same achlokas. Okay. Anyway, this is a chakira, what the nature of the broch of Shos HaNisim, is it something separate or is it attached to the fundamentally to the broch of Adlokas Ner Chanukah? All right, most of us are not going to have these situations, I think, nowadays, where you're, again, I guess there are some people traveling over Hanukkah, and most of us don't have, this chakir doesn't come up, the case doesn't come up that someone's lighting for you at home and you're not going to be home at all, but what may come up perhaps in the same chakira is something more common, and that's with regard to the positioning of the bracha of Shos HaNisim. Take a look at source 35. Maseches Sofrim, Parakof Halachava, Maseches Sofrim, one of the so-called Masechtos Ktanos, right? The minor tractates appear at the end of Seder Nezikin in most editions of the Shas, right? Again, these are Brises. Brises, again, I mentioned Shul, the word Brisa, the Aramaic Beis Reish means outside. It's outside. It's not part of the mission. It's not part of Tosefta. Right? It's a separate collection, so to speak. Anyway, the Brisa Masechta Sofrim says, look carefully at the words. Ketzer Mevorchim. Bayom HaRishon HaMadrig Baruch Shalosh Rav Baruch Shtayim. And he tells you what the Baruch is. But look what he says. You say, Baruch HaTosh Hashem HaShem Kedushon Tzom HaHadrik Ner. The Omer HaNeros HaElu Anav Adlikin HaYeshuos HaLisim HaLinfos. That's what we call HaNeros HaLolu. This is the mucker for saying HaNeros HaLolu. Here it's HaNeros HaElu. Okay, again, there are a number of slight variation of the words is presented here as the way we say it. Okay, and then there are other words. But basically, you look at three, it's the same text. Chol, Shmanis, Mechanak, HaNeros HaElu, Kodesh, Meilon, Rishul, Shishtamish, Ben, right? We all know HaNeros HaLolu. But notice when you say HaNeros HaLolu, according to Masechta Sofer. After you make the bracha, lahadlik then, you lit the candles. Then you say, bracha to Hashem, shechiyanu, on the first night. And then, v'omer, shosanisim. Then you say, shosanisim. Okay? You hear that? So, haneros halalu. Now, forget about the fact that he has shechiyanu before shosanisim. That's a different point. But the point is that shechiyanu and the first night and shosanisim are after haneros halalu, after the candles are lit. And guess what? The Hagos Maimonides in Paragimel Achadala there in Oz Beis 36. The Hagos Maimonides quotes the Maram Rutenberg. He quotes this Masechah Sofrim and he said, "Look at the end." The Chayin Arga Maram. He would make the bracha of Shasa Nisim afterwards. Afterwards, that's the way he did it. The Leket Yosher from the one of Talmidim of the Chumash Hadeshin, page Kuf Nun Aleph 37. Then it goes over to Kuf Nun Beis. Ula Achar Shama Bracha. The rest of the brachas as he's lighting the rest of the candles. I'll get it first night, but the rest of the brachas afterwards, right? The Meiri and Shabbos Chof Gimel Aleph. Yesh medaktekin levorach brachas hablahadlik barishona b'shaasim nas shaasanisim b'achrona b'shaas who roe kol mashu chayv lahadlik. Let's remember, says the Meiri, the bracha of shaasanis and brachas haroe. Good, so I'm a row at home too. When? After I lit them. Right? So fourth night I lit the four candles. Now I'm the row. And now I say Shalfanisim. Right? Who says the row is only guy out in the street, see somebody else's candle? At home, you're the row also. Right? So therefore says that maybe there's some people have a mdaktikin to do that. Okay. Now he says, any row a hechrich, I don't see that it's necessary. Okay. But anyway, lahadlik you have to say first, because the rule of over lasiyasan. You have to make the bracha lahadlik ner shachanuk before you. All brachas are brichas mitzvah. You have to make before you perform the mitzvah. Good, but the other brachas afterwards. On the other hand, the Ritva in Shabbos Chav Gimel Aleph 39 says Maimon Baruch No Gula Baruch Shloshtam Kodem Hadlaka. The meaning is to say all three brachas the first night, tomorrow night, before doing any lighting. Mishum Dechala Mitzvahs Marachalim Ovelasiyos. All brachas are done beforehand, just like Kemosha Baruch Shloshtam Kodem Kemegillah. On Purim we say all three brachas. Right, Amikah Megillah, Shas Hanisim and Shechano, both at night and during the day. Ashkenazim also during the day. We make the bracha before. It's the same thing by Chanukah. The Kulu bin Ovel Asiyosan, and he says, "I the Masechah Sofer." I'm sorry, the Ritva doesn't say it. It's a Yesh. I'm sorry, I jumped together. Kamosha, yeah, I'm sorry. Kamikah Yesh Omrim Ki Arishona She Brichas Hamida Mitzvah Tarch Levar Tchila Vashtaim Acheres Omer Achar She Yisrael. But he says, "Ain Lashanah Shazam Minig the Ritva Kibbutz." I prefer the first minute. The Maharil in one of his chuvas. Charles the Jews, my real son, Kuf Mem Hey 40. He says, we wait and so on. Okay, that's something else. We tell Mashem Acham and Erosalo Acher Kala Brachas. We don't say Haneros Halalo till the very end. Good. And he says, he quotes him a Sechah Sofrim. And we make all the Brachas, he says, before Kemo Shosim Kriyas HaMegillah, Unat Zulav. Everything is before Masechas, before Overlas Yosim, before the Bracha, before the Mitzvah. What about the Masechah Sofrim? Says the Maharil. He thinks perhaps the Masechah Sofrim is following the Rishalmi, okay, who doesn't require, the Rishalmi doesn't always require over Lasiyosim. Okay, you look in the Rishalmi and Brachas Perek Teslach HaGimel, it's actually Machlokas 41. Mitzvahs Amos Mevarach Aleinu, B'yechon Omer over Lasiyosim, Rabhun Omer B'shas Lasiyosim. Okay, can't make the Bracha before, it says the Premoshe, there in Perek Teslach HaGimel, Divas Rabhun, because maybe someone happy won't be able to do the Mitzvah. Right, you're lighting the candles and it blows out. You have no more matches. Right? You don't make the bracha until you can do it. Okay. In the Bavli, Sochim Zayim and Beis, we paskin Amar Bihuda Amar Shmuel Kol Amitzus Morach Aleim Over Lasiyosim. Period. There's no machlokes. Okay. And Rashi, of course, over means kodem, and that's how we paskin. So now we have a machlokes. Where does Shas Anisim fit into this mix? We saw it's a machlokes. We've shown him, right? What does the Shulchan Aruch say? So he paskin Tofrei Shayin Vov Siv Beis 45. There are more rights. He quotes the Maharil, and that's, I think, that most people do. They make all three brachas or the rest of the night, all two brachas beforehand, right before doing the actual lighting. And that's what the Taz in 46 says in Cotton Bays, Kodem Shasku the Bina, bracha over Lasiyasa. We always make a bracha before doing the mitzvah. And that's the Mishabur also writes, if Cotton Dalin. Then he talks, if you forgot, there's something else, okay, then we can be eager, okay, and you remembered, and you can still make the bracha, especially if you haven't lit some of them yet. That's a whole other question. The other nights, all the other candles, all Mahadrin. Anyway, that's what he says. And we said before, Lo Gora Miro and Erchanaka, like we said before. The Benish Chai also, Paskin, the Parsha Vayeshev. So we have a connection to today's lane, right? Shonam Bebenish Chai, Shonam Rishon, Parsha Vayeshev, Hilchas Chanaka, Os Yud, Hidlik Nerchanaka Veshochach, Velo Birch, Imadayin, Lo Goma Haneros, Yivarach Birchas, Ahadlik, Gadlik, Hanisharim. You can make even Hadlok, even Lahadlik. Even Lahadlik, you can make after you started. Let's say it's the fourth night. I started to light. I just realized I didn't make the bracha yet. You still have a few more to light. So you can make the bracha because over Lasiyasana, even though they're only hither. Okay. But if after the whole thing, you can't. Okay. If you finish all, then you can't. All right. Anyway, but Avo Bircha Shasanisim, Echain Bircha Shikhana, like we saw in Abkib Eger. Then Yavarach Hasan Fil Shalomiskar, Elad Shagoma Hadlakas Kulam. That's what he says. Now, Alpi Pashas, this machlokas is the same machlokas we had before. How connected is Sha'asa Nisim to the Maisa HaMitzvah? If you hold that Sha'asa Nisim really has nothing to do, it's a bracha and a brichas hodah, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for this miracle, we associate, just like, you know, Shechayana and Yontif. When do we say it? In Kiddush. It's got nothing to do with Kiddush, like Rizita mentioned earlier. You can say Shechayana on the street, the Gemara says, on any night of Yontif. Okay, like we do on Yom Kippur. Okay, we say Yom Kippur in Shul. We say Shechenu after Kol Nidre, right before Meir. So you can do that with Shechenu anytime. But we misadder everything on the coast together with Kiddush. So one could argue that's the same thing on Chanukah. Okay, Sha'asa Nisim really stands on its own. Okay, it's a Birchas Hodah. It's got nothing to do with the Maisa Mitzvah lighting Chanukah. And okay, for, I don't want to say convenience, that, you know, kind of minimize it, but for, you know, for organizational structural reasons, we say it together when you're doing everything, do everything together. But if it doesn't stand on its own, therefore, if somebody was out somewhere and my wife or whatever, someone lit at home, I can, just like I can't say Lahadik Neshul Chanukah, I can't say Sha'asa Nisim either. Okay, again, you hear the Chakir, right? That's what we said before. I forget which I was saying now. But if Sha'asa Nisim is part and parcel of the mitzvah, look, it's not Chanukah, so it doesn't stand on its own. It's attached. Again, the first way I was saying, let's say it again. The first one way to say it is Sha'asa Nisim stands on its own just for quote unquote convenience or structural reasons. We put it with our luck as neighbors, but it's its own requirement. And therefore, like the Bach said, even though someone lit for me at home, like that group are Rishonim, even though somebody lit for me at home, but good, that took care of my mitzvah, Hadlokas Ner Chanukah, but I still have a chiyuv of Hodah to say Sha'asa Nisim, so I should say when I see the candles burning, or more the Miri, even if I don't, but, or that one Miri. But on the other hand, you can say, no, Sha'asa Nisim is part of, like we tend to think by Mikra Megillah, it's part of the bracha on the mitzvah. So now I'm suggesting, we're suggesting, it's not me, you know, Rav and others suggest this too. It's the same thing with where you say Sha'asa Nisim. If you hold that it's on its own, so then there's no reason to say it before lighting the Chanukah candles. That din of over Lasiyasan is a din of Brichas HaMitzvah. So a bracha that's associated with the Maisa HaMitzvah, you have to say before. So that's what one group of Rishonim say, and that's what the Ramo Paskins, like the Maril, and like the Ritual, that those Rishonim say, you should say Sha'asa Nisim beforehand, because it's part of the Brichas HaMitzvah. It's not a Brichas HaMitzvah, but it's part of the Brichas HaMitzvah. It's associated with the Maisa HaMitzvah. And therefore, you got to say it before. Okay? Whereas others would say that no, Sha'asa Nisim Adarabba. It's a bracha of Hodah, and Hodah is after you lit and so on. So after you light, you should say it. So that's the same machlokas. So it's interesting. Yavudraham in 50 in entry in Chanukah quotes on Rabbi Yonah. Kasa Rabbi Yonah, Shabalel Rishon, Mivarach Sholosh Brochus Elu Kodem Hadloka. The Chola Mitzvah Moroch Alain Overlas Yasin. The first night of Chanukah, tomorrow night, he made all three brachas before lighting. Okay, because of over Lasiyasin. You have to make a bracha before doing the mitzvah. Ubilel Sheni, from the second night on, Mivorech Kodem Hadloka Lahadlik. You had to say Lahadlik before. Then, Bisha'asa Nisim Mivorech Achar Shemadlik Ner Rishon, Kodem Shiadlik Ner Sheni. Shehu Neis Osayon, Bechain Bilel Shlishi, Kodem Shiadlik Ner Shlishi, Bechain Ravi. Each night he would make the bracha before the addition of Sha'asa Nisim, before the additional candle. That was his practice. Rav Soloveitchik, the Rav, and this is printed on Arachman Tushima Shurim and Anataf and Sukkah, Mem Vav and Aleph, okay? He basically spells out this machlokas. Look in the second paragraph, we said it. Benira Shiyasoda machlokas, again, between these Rishonim. The Lerashi in that group, Ein Birchas Shasonitza, Ela Birchas Arab Ovad, Ulafika Chayav Orach Alariya, Mead Bishas Sharo and Erchanaka. Exactly the way we spelled it out. Okay? And then he writes, right? That it's its own bracha and hodah for the lady to the bracha. She'll say it afterwards. Avalei bracha chalad kibirchas hadlaka chayim omel lifnei hadlaka medina over las yosom. This exact hakira. And he writes that the Rav's own minag, the Rav Rechman writes, v'chachu minag Rav Moran Rabbeinu Shlita, the Rav himself, and was also the practice of Rav Chaim, okay, Rav Chaim Brisker. Belaila Rishon, a little different than the Rav Udram in the name of Rabbeinu Yonah. Belaila Rishon brachas kala brachas over las yosom. Kedin brachas hadlaka karamo, like the Ramo, the first night. I personally do this also. The first night, you make the bracha vor. They have no choice. But b'shar hayom and mevarach es habracha shel asher kedushan l'tzav zon lahadlik ner shacharika lifnei ma'isa hadlokas nera rishon umadliko b'chareichen mevarach es bircha shasam isma madlik es yesar neiros. Not each night a different one like the Rabbeinu Yonah, but before lighting the hiddur candles, each night I'll make the bracha lahadlik ner shacharika, light one candle, which is the basic mitzvah. Then say shasam isim, and then you got the best of the world. Zubakach. B'shar hayomim yotzu de koladeus borishonim. Sharei birchas shasanisim v'vorchem al reiyas haner harishon. Hadole kedin birchas harek kirashi in that group of rishonim. He's lumping Rashi with them. Lifnei hadlok ashar neish kedin birchas hamitzah. Never is over las yosem. Ki yes harishon. V'chein hayom minig agrach. Okay. Anyway, and then elsewhere he works out that Tosus and so on, the way we said it also in terms of the Tosus agreeing with that other group of Rishonim. I also printed to finish up in 52, Tshuvas van Hagos of Sternberg in Chelek Beis in Shin Lamed Tes. Oh, by the way, I'm sorry, look at the at the end, because I want to, at the end of what the Rav said, the top of the page. Mistabar de l'day azu yesh beiz in yonim b'mitzas hadloka. Aleph maisa hadloka atzmo. Beiz per sominisa shom maisa hadloka. In other words, those who hold that Shasa Nisim doesn't stand on its own, it's connected to the Birchas HaMitzvah, it's part B of the Birchas HaMitzvah, meaning there's two things that happen with the Hadlaka. There's the Maisa Hadlaka, but there's Pesume Nisa, which is Karuch, which is tied in with Hadlaka's hands. And that's why everything has to be, that's why you make the two brachas. And according to that group, you have to make the two brachas both before. Rav Sternberg also quotes this. He mentions he has a discussion, his other sefer more than his manim about it. Okay. And he says, disappointingly, they didn't say what it was all about, but he writes in the second paragraph, "Achshav matzasi b'rishimas hagano michel shurken shlita." I found b'shem hagrach mibrisk. Okay, either he didn't, or Michel Shurkin didn't say where he heard that from the Shema Grach Mibris, but some Rav Salavetri. Okay, Rav Shurkin's notes are from the Rav Shirim. Okay, but not everyone wants to publicize that all the time. But anyway, I'm telling you, so you can fill it in. Achshav matzasi b'rishimas hagram shurken shlita b'shem hagrach mibrisk. Again, he heard it from the Rav. Okay. Dvarim niflam ibn hago mistapek im shasa nisim shayach lahadlecha olariya, like we said. Okay, and he quotes about the haneris halalu, and at the end he writes v'noach agrach zatzal ba'atzma lo tzeis kol adayas hayonizar. First thing, kashiyotz v'saknes achari mincha lo lahabit b'chalonos b'chutz. After he left shul, after mincha, he would make sure not look in any windows, so he wouldn't be chayev the birchas haroah for some poskim, even though he was heading home. And a linen bracha, but Lila Rishon, and Nog, Kishukhan Arach, who bear called Ramah, called Gimel Brach, the Nadlaka, but Lila Shnea, Nog, Lavarch, Lahadlik, Nerechon. Then he said, Shasanisim, and then list the rest. And that way, again, like you get the best of all possible worlds. Okay, so, and on the other hand, he says that people disagreed, meaning in other communities in Dafka not to do it that way. So everybody should follow their own minik. Anyway, these are some insights in the nature of the bracha of Shosanism that Bez Hashem tomorrow night will say for the next 8 nights. And I take the opportunity to wish everybody a Freilich and Chanukah and a good Tavach.